Welcome in the season 3, episode 7 of the Jake Boucher Show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Happy Friday to all of you. This is the Friday before the long weekend, aka Columbus Day. I don't like calling it Columbus Day, though. I like calling it Indigenous Peoples Day. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. And in this episode, I'm going to be discussing what I've been scared to do in terms of my current business and what I hope I can relay to you guys, and just kind of like a light bulb moment for me personally in terms of myself and the future of this business. So without further ado, I don't want to keep you guys any longer. Let's jump right into the episode. So I've actually considered, or I've had this thought in my mind for a while, and it didn't really come to fruition, or I didn't really take it seriously. That's the proper wording. I didn't really take it seriously for quite some time, actually, because I've been too proud. I've been wanting to do absolutely everything by myself, learn everything by myself, just do everything by myself, even if I'm not good at it, because I wanted to learn how to become good at it. And I finally just took a step back, and I said in my previous episode, I've taken a step back from my marketing business just to kind of focus on the thing that I mentioned in the previous episode as well. Just focus on that other business that I'm trying to start. And I'm still doing that same thing. But in the meantime, for my marketing business, I've always had in the back of my mind that I need help. I need a partner. I need someone who's good at what I'm bad at. And I kind of just put that on the back burner, and it kind of just, you know, left it in the back of my brain. And then like last week, a college buddy of mine reached out to me and asked me how I was doing, blah, blah, blah. And he asked me how my business was going, because I used to talk to him about my business whenever we ran into each other, because he was extremely interested in what I was doing. And this guy is super, super nice. One of the nicest people I've ever met. And from what I can see, he's a hustler. He works hard. He does what he needs to do. And he kind of just reached out to me randomly. I was like, oh, wow, that's super random. Wonder what he wants. And he basically asked me how my company was doing and how I was doing personally. And he said that he works for his dad's construction company, but he would love to jump on board with my company and work with me. And I was like, wow, this is like exactly what I need right now. Like, this would be perfect, especially because I'm going to be doing two businesses at once, which is going to be an absolute shit ton of time that I'm going to have to dedicate between the two. And he basically said he would do it part-time. I mean, I don't really need a full-time employee right now. I just basically need a salesperson. I need boots on the ground, someone to make calls, someone to do emails, whatever their preferred method of communication is to do outreach. That's what I need. And if they're good at it, I'm not going to complain. They can do whatever the hell they want, as long as it's legal. And so he's like, yeah, I would love to like help out with your business. And I've been dying to help grow a brand for some time now. And I'm like thinking, oh my God, this is absolutely perfect. And so I responded back to him saying, oh, that's awesome. I've been wanting to take someone on board with me and help me grow my business. I specifically would love a salesperson because sales is not my strong suit. And he says, yeah, no, I'll do sales. I'll do anything. It's like, and I'm like, wow, this is absolutely perfect timing. This is a sign. It was a sign. And so we texted a little back and forth afterwards, and we exchanged phone numbers because we did the prior conversation was over Snapchat. And so we exchanged phone numbers and whatnot. And he reached out to me, asking me if we can get drinks or a coffee sometime soon to discuss all of this. And I agreed, and you know, I'm still waiting to hear back from him. It's perfect though. We'll get those drinks and coffee one day, hopefully in the near future, and try to get this thing going. But I guess the moral of the story is, don't be too proud like I was. I wanted to do absolutely everything on my own, and that was a massive, massive mistake on my part. I just I think proud is the proper word for this situation. I was too proud. I was too confident. I was too eager to do absolutely everything on my own. But it's like one of the hardest things to do in life, I feel like, is to do stuff on your own. You have to have people help you do what you're bad at and learn from other people. And I guess for this situation, I finally got over that mindset. I was like, I can't do this by myself. I need help. And I think that was the last straw. And all of a sudden, my college buddy comes in out of nowhere, offering his help to my business. And I think listening to this right now in your similar situation, you've been building a business by yourself, and you have weak spots. We all have weak spots. We all have strengths. And your business requires you to do a lot of the stuff that you're not so good at. I think it's time that you do what I did and kind of just take a step back and realize, like, you know what? I could really use some help. I'll pay them. You know, I can't be too proud. And I just need someone to do what I'm bad at so I can focus on what I'm good at. And that's ultimately what leads to a successful business, at least I hear. I mean, I don't think there's any denying it. As long as you have a good relationship with this person or your employees, and they respect you, and they just do the work. They do what they're told, and you know they innovate if they need to. I think that's absolutely perfect chemistry between employees or partners, whatever the case may be. And so I think this is a lesson a lot of people can take from me. But so that business, excuse me, that my marketing company is still on the back burner for now. I just finished up something for what I was previously doing. You know what? I can't do this anymore. I'm just going to tell you guys. So what I've been doing, I took the real estate course for real estate to become a real estate agent. I literally just finished that up today. And now I just got to do an absolutely extreme amount of studying, like a ton of studying, so I can pass this test on the first try. The last thing I want to do is take this test two, three, four times. Like, that's absolutely the last thing I want to do. And so, yeah, I got to start studying. That's why I wanted to put all my focus on this, because I'm not too far in with my marketing business. I could afford to take a step back. If I had like 10 clients, then obviously I would have to do both. But I'm at the point in my life where I could take a step back and just focus solely on getting my real estate license, and then once I get that license, I can go back to my marketing company and balance the two, and which is why I'm gonna need my college buddy to help to get on board with my marketing company, so I can have help when I'm doing real estate and marketing. It's gonna be a lot to juggle, but it's something I'm willing to do, and something I'm willing to sacrifice for, and so. I think next year, 2021, will be the beginning of me really learning how to balance my time and really improving my time management skills and limiting hopefully eliminating my procrastination and just focus solely on what I need to do each and every day, and just put in the work and try to improve myself as a real estate agent. Hopefully, fingers crossed, if I ever pass a test, I will. Confidence is key. And really growing my marketing company with the help of my college buddy, hopefully, fingers crossed, he actually jumps on board. That would be fantastic. But if he doesn't jump on board, you know, I'll find someone else. There's plenty of people out there that would, I'm assuming, would be happy to help me, and, you know, vice versa, I'll help them. But yeah, so that's where I'm at. That's what's going on. That's what I was scared to do. And you just got to take a step back and realize that two people is better than one. And just kind of realize and think to yourself, like, you know, I can't do everything. It's all about, like, finding people who are good at my weaknesses and go from there. And that kind of wraps up this episode, actually. So I want to take the time to thank you guys for listening to this episode. I hope you got some value out of it, some insight. And I hope you enjoyed my blabbering. And I finally revealed what I've been kind of holding off on telling my listeners. But I thought, why the hell not? Why not just tell them? what's the point in keeping this a secret? It's just like, you know, I'm going to pass this test eventually. It's just a matter of how much studying I'm going to actually do. And it's something I'm going to pass in the first try. And like, I think the most nervous I've ever been was actually going for my driver's license test. I don't think anything even comes close to that. So when I go into the testing room for this real estate exam, my nerve level will most definitely not be close to the nerves I felt on the day of my driver's test. And I don't think anything will come close to that, actually. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It really means a lot. I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Season 3 is coming to an end soon, a few more episodes. I'm not sure if I'm going to continue the seasons or not. I don't know if they're kind of pointless or... I'm not sure. I might just go back to just no seasons. I'm going to do some thinking about that over the next few weeks. Or I can make my season more organized in terms of categories. But I feel like that kind of gets stale if I just stick to one category every single time. For me, in my opinion, personally. So I might go back to what I was doing previously, just random, just episode numbers, only go episode like 110, 111, 112, blah, 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 blah. So yeah, that's something that's on the table. Yeah. So thank you so much again. I say thank you all the time, but thank you so much. Hope you guys have a great weekend, and I will see you on the next episode.